98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. With Rebecca and Brendan.
New era with birds in the sky on 98 FM's Big Breakfast, broadcasting live this Friday morning from Sane Studios on South William Street, which is, if you don't yet know, Dublin's boutique fitness and wellness space.
Oh my gosh, guys, it's absolutely stunning here and bright skies already this morning. Normally we're in the studio. It's great to see the sky.
Yeah, we're sitting outside the Ride studio in between the rooftop saunas and plunge pool, looking at the gorgeous sky.
Oh, I'm telling you, and look at that gorgeous plunge pool. You'd be feeling wide awake after
you
that, Brendan.
Be very
so
awake
you would.
After that.
Today is the 10th of April. Happy birthday if it is your birthday.
Happy birthday.
You are sharing it with Daisy Ridley, who turns 34. Gloria Hunniford, Loose Women and Star TV host.
Wow. Didn't she used to do Wish You Were Here?
Did she?
I think she did like the English version of No Frontiers.
Oh, she's 86 today. What a legend. Sophie Ellis-Bextor turns 47.
Happy birthday.
What a career revival.
I know, what a woman.
All because of Barry Keoghan in the Nick.
And her kitchen discos.
And Liz from Atomic Kitten turns 45 today. Love Atomic Kitten. We saw Liz actually at Biggest Disco a couple of years ago.
Yeah,
yeah,
so
just
fun.
Just brilliant. It's also National Day of Silence.
Lovely, let's take a moment.
I don't think we'll be partaking now.
Not great for radio.
And also National Siblings Day.
Oh, good morning, Christy and Roshi. How are you?
And good morning to our Luke Thomas.
Good morning. I'm outside Ride Studios with two rides here.
We'll keep you.
You look very glamorous today.
Thank you very much. You have the legs out.
I might take part in the
absolutely,
or whatever.
They're so good.
And a couple of challenges as well. While we're on social media, we'll do a bit of that as well. But Friday feelings here, it's you feel good, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you do ride classes often?
I don't.
Do you not?
No, I'd like to get involved in
Guys, I love them so much, the choreography. I feel like I'm in a music video and I'm doing hitting every mark.
The flashing lights in there now later on this morning. And Leanne Hanifin's going to be on the deck, so the tunes are going to be banging.
And I believe the shoes and everything here.
You got your cleats there, you clip in.
Your outfit now.
They make you go faster. Come here, will you be getting into the plunge pool? That's what I want to know.
Oh, that's the question.
Brown men can't swim. That theory has happened before.
Nonsense. We'll put that to the test later on, Luke.
Friday feeling. So we're going to do a couple of challenges with the people that are involved today.
Excellent stuff.
Yeah.
We'll check in with you later on this morning.
98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
We are live from obviously the rooftop of Sane Studios in Dublin this morning. And rooftops in Dublin are often where you might find a seagull.
None here
this morning, thankfully.
Zero.
And we've chatted about this on the show a few times. The issue that a lot of Dubs have where seagulls will steal your lunch. You'll just be walking around Grafton Street or Stephen's Green and they'll swoop in and they'll take your sandwich or whatever it is you're having.
They are so, so quick. It's happened to me a few times, Brendan.
Yeah, I think they've really honed their skills. So we spoke about a piece of research a while ago that said if you shout, "Stop, that's my lunch," the seagulls will leave it alone.
Mm-hmm.
And then we heard updated research that said if you stuck a pair of googly eyes on your lunch, that would also put them off stealing it.
Yeah, the University of Exeter did this research. Yeah. And they say that if you stick the eyes on it, as much as 50%, it can deter them.
Oh, is that
up to
the
50%?
Figures?
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we actually sent Brendan out on an experiment yesterday to investigate this for himself.
I stood outside our beloved McDonald's on Grafton Street this morning, and I am holding a sausage McMuffin with two googly eyes on it. Do you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to wave it around a bit. I'm going to go, oh my God, this is so delicious.
Oh, it is.
Oh my God, so tasty. Oh. Now, that's a very big one. delicious lunch/muffin. I don't know whether the googly eyes are doing the job or it's the delivery vans, but I'm going to say that it's the googly eyes. They're circling, but they're not coming down.
That the googly eyes, if you stick them on your food, you will
if
not.
If you stick googly eyes on your food,
be attacked by a seagull.
Will not attack you.
Wow.
It's proof.
Brendan,
confirmed.
Thank you for your service. Brendan doing the Lord's work on Grafton Street yesterday.
Yes.
But Brendan, something else happened when you came off air.
Yeah, so just after we finished that piece on the show yesterday morning, we noticed that a lot more seagulls were circling overhead.
Terrifying.
And they were coming a lot closer. Here's what happened after we came off air yesterday.
Did the googly eyes scare you away?
That seagull went in for that muffin and he went eye to eye and it scared him off.
He's going to try again. Here we go. The eyes gonna scare
you. It works! He goes for the muffin and when he sees the eyes, he freaks out.
Well, there you have it, Brendan.
He made three attempts, and every time he swooped down and just went for the muffin, when they came eye to eye, he freaked out and flew back off again. Three times.
I would say sales of googly eyes are now going to be through the roof.
Through the roof.
Oh, and the video is absolutely gas. You can check it out right now on 98FM's Instagram. We are at 98FM Dublin.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Good morning to you. Myself and Brendan are currently in a sauna on the rooftop of Saint Studios on South William Street. The glamour.
The glamour. Fully clothed, might we add.
Yes, at the moment.
You're wearing a lovely bomber. Would we call it a bomber?
Yeah, I'm wearing a kind of... I kind of look like a picnic blanket, though.
Oh, you do!
It's giving picnic blanket.
Someone pass the baby bell.
And speaking of fashion, Brendan, I have the top wedding trends for 2026. Because, you know, when you're a guest at a wedding, we're going to one this afternoon and we're really excited. But it is sometimes hard to figure out what to wear.
Absolutely. I was in a bit of a sweat earlier this week now, so I'm interested to hear this is coming slightly too late for me.
Same here. Listen, it depends on the dress code, the weather, you know, you don't want to outshine the groom, Brendan.
Absolutely.
You know yourself.
No chance of that.
But these are the top trends for wedding guests for this year, this summer in particular. So the first one here is statement necklaces. Necklines, I should say.
Statement necklines.
So dresses are doing the accessorizing themselves. So kind of scarf details, draped fabric, high necks, cape style finishes.
Should I plunge?
I think a plunge would suit you. You've got the chest.
Thank you.
So that's the first one, is a statement neckline. Next up, refined maximalism.
What's that now?
So this is less about loud prints and more about strong shapes, structured bodices, layerings, and one standout feature.
Okay,
yeah,
lovely.
I have a dress that was similar to that. Now, I'm not wearing that today, so I'm a bit worried, okay?
Okay.
Feather details are very big.
Oh, I enjoy a bit of feather.
Yeah.
It's a bit of character, a bit of fun.
The sleeve especially looks
really
good.
And then when Proud Mary comes on later on, you'd really rock the feathers.
Yeah, there's something a bit dramatic about a feather, isn't there?
Yeah.
And also what's in for summer for wedding guests, florals.
Groundbreaking.
I'm wearing a floral.
How are you?
No, honestly, I saw the dress yesterday. I hung it up in the back of my door in my spare room and I said, groundbreaking. So florals, they stay classic with a vintage feel. Polka dots are really big this year.
Are they?
Oh yeah, have you seen the Adidas zippies, the polka dot zippies in the shorts?
I need one. I really want to get one.
So polka dots, you know, big polka dots, they're bold, different colours, bright shades like apple green are in this year.
Boots with the fur.
Softer pastels like pistachio.
Oh! I'm wearing a pistachio suit today.
Brendan, I'm only thrilled for your pistachio suit.
Oh my God, am I on style? Am I on trend?
It says still, though, avoid white or anything too close to white. We all have been there when you see a guest at a wedding wearing a white dress.
No.
I say, get out of here, love.
No. I mean, I am wearing a white shirt with the pistachio suit.
That's fine. Now, what about shoes, Brendan?
Today, I'm wearing runners.
Fair enough.
I know the bride and groom and I know that, they'd be into that.
Yes,
so it's fine.
And I think with a trendy suit, it really does work.
Thank
but you know what's in?
What?
A mule.
A mule. Is that another word for a donkey?
I think so, yeah. Stubborn as a mule is the phrase.
That's
so
it.
Mules and wedges are in. They're really handy for outdoor weddings because heels can be a nightmare, especially a stiletto heel. Guys, me on my own wedding day, there was gravel.
Oh.
I took a tumble nearly. I was holding on to my dad for your dear life.
The plastic things for the end of the heels. Aren't there things you can slip on the end of a stiletto for a wedding if you're on the lawn?
Yes.
And there's a plastic thing that makes you don't sink into the grass.
Really that you say it, I never used them. And
yeah,
I'm sorry for it because
them.
I was sinking into the gravel. Mm. Anyway, mules and wedges are in, and also a statement bag. So clutches, textured bags, a simple way to elevate your look without overdoing it. So it's safe to say myself and Brendan are on trend for the wedding this afternoon.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Brendan's Big.
98FM with Persil Wonder Wash Dazzling White Liquid Detergent. Whites that wow in just 15 minutes. 98FM.
Well, Brendan, after you going out with seagulls yesterday, it's an animal special this morning.
It is. All the animals going on the last couple of days. This first story is adorable. A streaming company in China has created an all-day channel dedicated for your pets.
Oh, that's so cute.
The whole idea of this is, you know, if you're off to work or play, you can just leave the TV on for the dogs.
Bit of company.
And they can watch that. So Pet TV is the brainchild of Tencent, which I believe is like China's equivalent of Netflix. Apparently it's huge over there, right? So cats and dogs can now fill the hours that their owners are at work watching duckling chickens swimming in a bath, or pooches patrolling their neighbourhood. I'm not sure, you know, how many different programmes there are. Tencent describes Pet TV as a 24-hour happiness hub specifically designed for your furry kids. Dogs and cats' senses, they say, are different to ours. So the channel's colours, refresh rates and audio frequencies have been designed to suit their specific needs.
That's brilliant. Does your Millie like watching TV?
Millie, she's not too bothered by TV. Our old dog Benji, I think I mentioned this before, Benji loved Emmerdale.
That's so
and
funny.
And only Emmerdale. And my brother's dog Spree will watch anything that has an animal in it.
Yeah,
but
okay.
She gets very excited and like she will jump at the TV.
I remember my cousin's dog used to always howl at the TV when Harry Styles came on.
Well, same.
Same.
Do any of the cats in your mom's house, are they interested?
No, they do their own thing. They just judge me walking by and look for food.
You're their entertainment.
This is it.
Pet TV says it did research and they found 66% of dog owners in China leave their TV on for their dog when they're out. So the pet stuff very popular. Also, since my brother had and his wife had a baby and I now have a niece, I've only come to realise that like the kids stuff on YouTube is insanely popular.
Yeah,
she loves watching this fruit thing, so it's like a black screen and just these like raspberries and bananas will like dance on the screen.
But the songs are so catchy
the songs,
as well.
She'll watch it forever. That and Miss Rachel.
Miss Rachel, yeah.
Miss Rachel.
Yeah,
what a
legend.
A fortune. Finally this morning, I can't believe that I almost missed this story. Scotland has held its annual Easter Corgi Derby.
What?
A little race with the corgis.
Is that my dream?
I know. So this is the fifth year in a row that this has been held. Corgis from across the world gathered to race each other on Sunday just gone, including Sadie from Cornwall.
Oh, go on, Sadie.
And Naomi, who lives in Glasgow but was born in China.
Naomi sounds very glamorous.
She's come a long way, fair play to her. But it was 3-year-old Isla who sprinted across the finish line first. Isla was born in New Zealand.
Yeah.
And was encouraged to move those little paws by some hot dogs waiting for her at the finish line.
I suppose we all need a bit of motivation, you know?
That is the motivation we all need. Sadie's owner is called Carolyn, and Carolyn says that Sadie only got the call up 2 weeks before.
Gosh!
So not a lot of time to prep.
Sometimes I think you just go for it, not overthinking it.
True. Sadie is described as a slow starter in the morning, a big fan of a nap, and a huge lover of chasing squirrels.
Oh my gosh, what a legend.
I assume she's also got a massive bum, but that was left out of the description.
I understand, Fluffy.
I think it goes without saying.
I must
the old
have a look at pictures of this.
Yeah, there's a few videos doing the rounds online this morning. That is Brendan's bit.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
We are currently on the roof, the recovery area. We've got lots of gorgeous plunge pools if you're into getting cold and some stunning saunas as well. And we are here with the co-founder of Saint Studios, Alana Murren. Good morning. How are you?
Hi, guys. Good morning.
Thanks for coming to see us. Or thanks for having us, rather.
No worries. I'm delighted that you guys are here. It's so much fun already.
Come here. For anyone who hasn't yet been to Saint Studios, can you describe what you've created here?
Yes, absolutely. So we are a kind of boutique fitness and wellness space right in the heart of the city, as you said, on South William Street. We offer ride, reformer, train and recover classes. It's a beautiful, beautiful space. But not only that, it's also a very welcoming, warm and encouraging environment to be in. I know, Brendan, you know.
Yeah.
So we're kind of coming up to our first birthday.
Wow.
So it's been an incredible year so far. Community is building and we can't wait to continue growing.
Yeah. Some fabulous 98FM listeners have just arrived.
They have.
For the ride class that you are about to host. For anyone who's never done a ride class, what's involved?
Oh, okay. Full body workout on a bike, but just expect to drop all your inhibitions, leave all your problems at the door. The lights go low, the music goes up, and it's just a totally immersive experience. It has to be experienced to be understood.
So
I think specifically Alana's ride class has to be experienced to be understood. Your energy, the way you talk to people as they're on the bike, you just come away like floating out the door. It's a life-changing experience.
Oh gosh. That's
you've brought us to tears several times.
We have. We call it the cardio cry, but there is something about the way that the bike moves and the music kind of moves you without being kind of too you know, woo-woo about it, but something inexplicable happens. It's like being in the mosh pit at the festival, right up against the speakers with your best friends, and you're just kind of entering this totally euphoric space where it just emotions come up. So tears are good.
And you feel amazing after all the endorphins. For anyone who needs to find out more about Saints Studios, where can they go?
Head to the website www.saintstudios.ie and all the information is there.
Excellent stuff. Speaking of the mosh pit, there are 98FM listeners inside waiting for you in your ride studio right now. Leanne Hanifin is on the deck. And Lana Moran, off you go. Get sweaty.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Good morning and welcome to a very special edition of Matchy Matchy live from Saints Studios on South William Street. This is the game where you can win yourself incredible prizes by sending Rebecca or myself to a soundproof booth and saying the same three words as us. Here is AI Rebecca and Brendan with more prize details.
Do you want to improve your culinary creativity?
Well,
now you can with this brand new air fryer packed with 100 euros worth of meat.
Head to the garden with your cordless trimmer.
Relax in the salon with a Matchy Matchy blow dry.
And
Trampoline!
That's right, Homer Simpson. Win a brand new trampoline.
It's all on the line.
It's on the line.
On Matchy Matchy.
Oh, brilliant stuff.
Incredible
from AI
stuff.
Rebecca and Brendan this morning. And good morning to Laura in Hoth, who's playing Matchy Matchy. Laura, happy Friday. How are you?
I'm all good, not a bother. How are you?
Oh, Laura, we're good. Great to talk to you this morning. Obviously, we have these prizes that you could win this morning, but because you're playing this morning and we're live from Saints Studios, you're definitely going to win yourself a Saints Studios Discovery Pack, which means you can come here and do four classes. Isn't that great? So that's already
brilliant.
In the bag, Laura. Brilliant.
Yeah, lovely stuff. And come here, Laura, what are your plans for the weekend?
I'm going to see Michael Jackson, the Michael Mania tribute act in the Heath.
Sorry.
We love
that
a tribute
act.
That's
to see Michael Jackson.
That's going to be brilliant.
Where is this on, Laura?
It's on in the Helix.
It's on in the Helix. And it's tomorrow, is it?
Yeah, tomorrow, 3 o'clock we're going. So.
Sorry, 3 o'clock?
Yeah,
that's,
in the day.
We love a daytime show.
Yeah, that's it. We're going to have that over dinner and home early.
And come here, Laura, have you been to this tribute act before, to any others, or is this a new experience for you?
No, this is the first.
The first tribute act.
Nice.
Hopefully the first of many. I believe there's a really good George Michael that goes around Dublin.
You've seen him at least once. Yeah, no, so good. Careless whisper. Oh,
Laura, let's get down to business. Who would you like to play Matchy Matchy with this morning?
I think I want to play with Rebecca.
Off to the soundproof booth.
I'll just get down from the stool. Oh,
sorry, guys. We're not in our normal studio this morning. There's a lot of moving and jiggering to go on here.
Yeah.
Okay. Laura, let's get a Matchy Matchy with you and Rebecca this morning.
Right, let's go.
Your first word is rock.
Rock climb.
Your second word is sugar.
Ooh. Sugar loaf.
And your third word is boot.
Boot cut.
Okay, you're saying rock climb, sugar loaf, and boot cut. Are you locking those in, Laura?
Oh, I'm not too sure about the boot one.
Okay. Do you want to change?
Yeah, we'll go for boot cut. We're locking
them in. Okay, we're locking them in. And we're getting Rebecca back into Saint Studios from the soundproof booth. How was that this morning?
Sorry, guys, that was hilarious. There was jazzy music playing, like there actually was. I was in a lovely, glamorous corridor.
Excellent stuff. Okay, your first word. Jack, we might just lose the phone line there just for a moment. Thank you very much. Your first word in Matchy Matchy is rock.
Rock? Rock star?
Your second word is sugar.
Sugar. Oh, there are many options. Sugar. I'm going to say sugar plum.
Is there a B on the end of that? No,
I think it's just a P-L-U-M.
Lovely.
Yeah. And can't say I've loved that before.
And your third word is boot.
Boot. Okay, let me think. Boot.
We don't normally have an audience staring at us when we're playing matchy-matchy, guys.
No pressure at all.
You're all very quiet.
Bootleg.
Have you got a matchy-matchy with Laura, who's off to see Michael Jackson's tribute tomorrow? Not this morning, guys.
Oh, sorry, Laura. Do we get any?
We didn't align this... Rockstar was brilliant. Yeah, as was Rock Climb, which is what Laura said.
Oh, really good.
She went with Sugar Loaf.
Oh, brilliant.
And Boot Cut.
I was between Boot Cut or Boot Leg. Do you say Boot Cut jeans or Boot Leg jeans?
I think they're both the same thing.
I know the same thing, with
a bit like batch
words.
Bread, batch loaf.
Same thing as yesterday.
Laura, sorry we didn't do it this morning. Thank you so much for playing. We're going to send you a 98FM goodie bag. Have an absolute ball at the Michael Jackson tribute tomorrow. And we're also sending you a Sane Studios discovery pack so you can come here and try out four different classes.
That's so good. Thanks so much. I look forward to
that. Great weekend, Laura. Thanks for playing.
Thanks, Emil.
Get up. 98FM's Big Breakfast with Rebecca and Brendan.